pray, Brother Junior. I'm absolutely scared to death, Brother Daniel. Don't know which way to turn, which way to go. I can't do nothing without the Lord. And been many memories crossed my mind I'll just tell it the way it is. There's been many memories crossed my mind in the last 2 weeks about this little church. This is just the second time I've been here. And that first experience, Brother Daner, I'll never forget it.
Bless your heart. Help
the brothers and sisters that make up the body of the Little Jewel Church, they made me feel like somebody, Brother Daner. They showed me love that only God can born you with. Amen. See, there's a difference in a natural love and a godly love. I've never learned how to preach. I can't preach like these other brothers. I've been well paid for my journey. Me and Brother Freddie was talking when the brother sung the song. That paid me right there. Amen. I was paid. I could have left satisfied. But I truly count it an honor, Brother Daner, that the members of this church would want to pencil my name in a little memorial service. That somewhere along the way, you know, the life that we live, Brother Junior, it'll have a burn some way, or whether it's good or whether it's bad. It will have an effect on people. And I listened at the names that they read off of the memorial list, and there were just a very few that I knew. There was others I knew about, and I'd heard good things. But God knew every one of them.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God knows why you're gathered here today. He knows if there's a heavy heart, and He's wanting you to lean on Him. I thought about brothers and sisters, Brother Lonnie, I'm needing help, and I know where it has to come from. Thought about when I was just a young boy growing up on Caney Creek in Knox County above Alice Lloyd College. Brother Daner, and even the highway that we traveled was still dirt. And my memory goes back to a little building up on a little hillside there and an old man and woman. I spent more time, Brother Junior, with my papa and my granny than I did at my own home. They had been Christians, Brother Lonnie, you knew them. Sister Hester, you knew them well. They were Christians when I was born into this world.
Bless him, Lord.
I didn't know them any other way. But as I began to get a little older, it would come to my mind what would cause a man and his wife are getting way up in years to load down a coffee sack full of kindling wood and coal. Brethren, they didn't have the conveniences that you and I have here today. I just couldn't understand what would cause that old man and woman to get up way before daylight and walk, Brother Daner, through the cold, the rain, the sleet, and the snow, together in a little building, down upon the bank, and it real cold. It's my brethren, bud. God is a good God, brethren. In 1989, July the 17th, somewhere between 11 and 11:30, it was on a Monday. I'll never forget that day. Yes, by the grace of God, my friend, I found out right there what would cause an old man and woman to get up and go and serve the Lord. Oh, my people, seem like it's on my mind, Brother Daner. That Monday morning, friend, but way before daylight, I was awake. I kissed my wife goodbye, had no intentions of seeing my little home anymore. I was going away to die.
Amen.
That's the kind of shape I was in, my friend. Oh, I had no intention to see in my little home anymore. Yes, my friend, and seemed like whenever I would go to do good, it just kept getting worse on me. Yes, my friend, the brother spoke about in a church building here. I believe Brother Lonnie, the Lord saved him maybe right here in this building. 20-some years ago, my friend, I was in a little truck. Yes, my friend, driving down a big highway and coming into a big curve. Yeah, they call it the horseshoe curve, Brother Junior, it's a steep. And the devil seemed like had me right. A friend where he wanted me, he's more powerful than I am, and he still is, brother. Yes, my friend, and God of all glory, he was right there when he spoke, friend. I knew who he was, why. There was never a man spoke to me like this man spoke. Yes, my friend. And there were flames of hell, my friend. I thought they were there, Brother Diener. I seemed like the flames of hell were leaping up around my feet. And, brother, and I began to moan and groan. I don't know, my friend, if there was a word, if these natural lips moved or not. But from way down inside of me, there was a groan begin to come. Oh, God, hey. I am, Lord, a sinner before you. Have mercy on my soul, God. Don't let me go down to that devil's hell. Lord, if I go down there, it'll be for what I've already done. Lord, if you just spare me, God, I'll go and I'll serve you. Oh, my people, all at once, Brother Freddy, quicker than you could snap your finger, brother, there was something took place in this poor boy's life. Yes, my friend, I believe that I did die right there to the love and lust of sin. Oh, my friend, and one of the brothers preached about it. He began to speak a little bit about the water baptism, my friend. All I can tell you about today is the experience I had with God when he born me again. He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book alive. Is that all right, Brother Dinermore? Yes, my people. If there'd have been some of these brothers there right then, brother, now I would have wanted you to tuck me to the water and baptize me. I wanted, brotherly son, my mind begin to go back to these old pilgrims, brother, the walks and the talks of their life. It meant something, yes it did. Oh, my friend, but here come the old devil now. He'll try to take it away, will he not? I remember going to church after that. The job I worked at, I worked a lot on Saturday and Sunday. Didn't get much opportunity to go. But one Sunday, brother, I went to church that morning. It was on a Saturday, Lord help me. I went that Saturday morning, sitting about three rows back. Here come the good feeling, brother. You know what am I talking about? It was the Spirit of God Almighty bidding me to get up and go. I thought, well, they'll not believe a word I got to tell them. That come from the devil, sis. Yeah. The old devil, and I'm going to say to you here today, you might have come this way to join the church if God's already saved your soul and you've never put your light upon the candlestick. Preacher, what are you talking about? The Bible says to go home to your friends. Put your light upon the candlestick. It'll give off light, Brother Junior, to the whole household, that they would see your good works and glorify the Father. Yes, brother, I'm thankful today that this one man, Jesus, came to me when I was lost. Yeah, and I just bowed my head sitting back there, and I said, Lord God of all glory, I believe, Lord, you saved my soul just a few short days ago. And now, Lord, would you help me? I need to join the church. Oh, brother, listen, I'm sitting between Tammy and my old daddy. He's crippled now. Yeah, daddy began to move his legs over. That's what the devil told me. He said, you're going to have to take your daddy home. Yeah, he tried every way, brother, to keep me from joining the church. He knew he couldn't get my soul. But now listen, if he can keep you from going through the water to gain fellowship in a little church, he's won another little battle. And friend, I'm going to say like this, you're not going to work for the Lord until you put on the whole armor of God. Yes, my friend, I believe it's a commandment of God to be baptized, my friend. But I sit 3 rows back. I really begin to pour my heart out, Brother Daner. God Almighty, am I really right with you, Lord? I begin to doubt right there. The devil was so strong, brother. Will he come in the church? He sure will.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, brother, he'll come right in the building now. He can't get in the church, but he'll come right in the building with you. And I begin to pray to God. Oh, God, would you send that good feeling back, Lord, if you will? Father, I'll surely go. And brother, they begin to part. They begin to part right there. And I took one step. And the next thing I remember, they were sisters in the stand, shouting praises to the Lord. And they were brothers, brother, shouting praises to the Lord. Oh, welcome home, little brother. Welcome home. Think about it, friend, today. You can cause the very angels in heaven to rejoice here today. Yes, my friend, you're looking at a man before you here today. If I'd have got what I had deserved, I'd still be lost. I'd still be on that broad road, Brother Fred, going down to that devil's hell. But it's through and by the love and grace of God and His mercy. I thought about when I come down to this little church, Brother Junior. I thought I was going to fly away for a while, Brother Dinger, right here in this stand. God saved my soul in 1989. And I'll share this with you before I sit down. I'm through. And I feel like He called me to preach in 1990. Hadn't told nobody about it, Brother Junior. Maybe somebody needing to hear this. Maybe somebody needing to go to work. We don't know, Brother Lonnie, but God knows. Hadn't told a soul about what I was feeling God had called me to do. The place I worked at that time, it was Lowe's in Whitesburg in Letcher County. And I was dealing a lot with Alice Lloyd College. They had things going, and I was over there every day, back and forth. And coming out of Caney there, went by my old granddaddy's house. He'd been bedfast for 4 years with a stroke. He could still talk, but he couldn't get out of bed. Passed his house up. Well, something come over me, said, you go back. Said, you go back and speak to the old man, Brother Jim. And I turned around. I didn't hesitate. I turned around and went back to my papa's house. And he was in the bed. Began to talk to Granny there, and he heard my voice. He said, old woman, is that Roy in there? Yeah, that's Roy. Said, you send him in here. Said, I need to talk to him. He got me by the hand. I'll hurry, Brother Frank. You knew him very well, too. He got my hand, Brother Junior, and put it on his jaw, the side he could still feel. He began to rub my hand on his jaw, and the tears began to come down his face, and had the prettiest smile. He began to preach, brother. It's the last time I heard that old man preach. He preached right there laying in the bed. Yes, my people, and this is what he told me when he got through preaching. He said, now, Roy, he said, this church down here, I belong to his church. He said, this little church down here, said, has been my life. He said, you know that. I said, I do, Papa. He said, I saw you this morning, son, singing the prettiest song that no man could sing but you. And he said, now, this is just the way it is. If God's calling you to preach the word, you don't let this church or no man hinder you. Said, you get busy, and you preach the word for Jesus. I said, you go and warn them, whether they'll hear you or not. I said, then your hands are cleansed. Brother, did that make me a preacher? No, it didn't. But boy, it gave me a lot of encouragement. So little people here today, if you feel like God's got work for you, and I'm going to go farther than that, if you've been born by the Spirit of God, you do have work to do. But don't worry about maybe a deacon in the church or a minister or a brethren, listen, a good singer. You've got work to do. Might just be filling your seat. Might just be filling your seat. There was an old sister got to me more than any of the preachers did. I was a 13-year-old boy on one side of a mountain going squirrel hunting one morning. I wasn't going to that old church. 13 years of age on one side of the mountain, and they had a memorial service like this on the other side, only it was outside in a little cemetery stand. They began to sing a few songs, and it got my attention, it did. But I kept going right on around the mountain. All at once, there was some shouting began, and there was an old sister cut loose of shouting. And I recognized her voice, Brother Junior Ruggles. I knew who that old woman was, and I knew the life that she had lived, Brother Frank. Yeah. And what was she shouting about? She was thanking the Lord for saving her soul. Yes, my brother, she was thanking the Lord for sending her wild boys home one more night. Ain't you glad today, people, that we've got a loving God and a merciful God, and He knows every heartache. He knows where you children are right at this very hour, and there's not a doubt in my mind that boy of mine would already been gone if it hadn't been for the mercies of God. I said I was through. I'm going to sit down before I make myself a lie. It's good to be here. One of these days, over that old eastern sky, begin to roll back like a scroll, and I see Jesus for myself. Yes, my brother, you talk about a shouting time, man, brother. I love you, sissy. I thank you for praying for me and my family. Brother Lonnie Gregory and his wonderful wife. I don't get a visit to like I used to. They're special to me and my companion. I can see them. I see them about once a month. They've never heard me tell that. I see them once a month. Brother Junior laying in my bed and the walls and the lights turned out and it's dark. Yeah, brother, but all at once it'll begin to light up. I know you're praying, sis. I know that. They don't want us to know much. Brother Frank, when God witnesses, yes, how can you doubt, brother?
Amen.
Brother Frank. I tell you what now. Talk about the lives that these old brothers and sisters live. I've had a desire since God saved my soul and to preach for Brother Frank Newsom. I've had a desire and to be right in his home. And you know what? He told me the same thing. When we got together, God makes a way. Man tried their best to separate us, and they did for a while. But brother, listen, when God warns you again, He adds you to the church. And man, a devil in hell, no man that can separate man and brother. Boy, I feel so good. I feel so good.
Thank you.